Thank you, because I'm Bill.
And I'm Abby.
And these are some of the shows we like. So before we get going, I promised Abby that I would tell you what of Harry Potter films
I've yes. He thinks that I'm going to be mad at him.
I am sure that you're going to be mad.
Cool.
So, not terribly long after it came out, I saw the first one at Bob's.
Okay.
With the brightness so bad that I genuinely couldn't see a single thing that was happening on the screen.
Was that on purpose?
No. It was just a bad TV and there was a glare.
Yikes.
So, like...
So you heard...
So, I remember seeing, like, a white, like, faintness on the screen. Bob being just like, if you could see it, there's just, like, this dope unicorn on the screen. And it's just, like, kind of a little white slash. So I heard a bunch of it, and also we talked through most of it. Because who can just sit there and
watch
that?
Well, no, that's fair. Yeah. So that's...
That's...
Oh, okay.
So I technically haven't seen the first one.
Okay, alright.
Alright?
Yep.
Next, I saw Part 7, Part 2 in the theater with an ex, and I was so bored I fell asleep.
Because
I had no fucking clue
context.
What was happening.
Zero
I knew
context.
Snape was a man, because
Snape
of
was
the
not
afore-
a man. He was
aforementioned
an
ex. And that's about it.
Okay, he was a man, but he was also an asshole.
I knew about Harry Pottsman, I guess. I was familiar with the name.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw a little bit of that.
Wow.
And, I saw some of the fourth one on a projector at a party.
Oh, Jesus!
So I could not hear a thing that was going on, and I wasn't really paying attention to the screen.
Wow.
And I read the second book in middle school.
Okay.
Just the second.
Okay. I suppose then to wrap this up, since you did have some exposure.
So, second, listened to most of first.
Okay.
Fell asleep in 7 part 2.
So you probably missed Helena Bonham Carter in part 2. Because the only part that would really stand out was when she's killed.
Couldn't tell you that happened.
Yeah, I didn't think so. And,
didn't know anybody died.
I suppose... Oh, so many people die.
Alright. I was asleep
at the
time.
In the second one, the shitty teacher, you probably don't remember, because it
teacher.
Was... Teacher. That one didn't work. Good try, but...
Was the shitty teacher Joseph Kahn?
Oh, no, that was your shitty teacher.
Yeah. This is a throwback to a conversation you weren't privy to, audience.
Yeah.
Please continue.
Yeah. It's a long story.
Not really, but I'm not going to tell it.
Because it makes him mad.
Oh, it's bullshit. Cost me thousands of dollars.
Woohoo! But yeah, no, the shitty teacher in the Chamber of Secrets who's really in love with himself and writes his own all the books and he's... Nope, don't remember that at all. All right, well, that's Kenneth Branagh. So there we go.
Okay.
Hooray!
We did it.
We did the thing.
So... Let's talk about stop talking about merry old England and start talking about
England.
Something, England as they like to call it. Let's start talking about something much more local,
a little bit closer to home.
Yeah, we got something that I didn't know existed until just recently.
Coming at us from the good folks in Potosi, Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's just called Potosi Root Beer.
Ta-da!
Which, if I recall it. Potosi's pretty nearby New Glarus, yeah?
Je ne sais pas, mon frère.
That's a yes.
Okay.
The French use a lot of syllables to get very short distances.
Okay, let's see. Potosi, Wisconsin is where root beer is crafted, and that
That's
craft
true,
is celebrated at the National Brewery Museum. The root beer you hold was brewed in that town by its fine people in a small batch with the finest ingredients. We are Potosi.
That was really loud.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a...
Oh, shucks.
Hold on. Let me get my...
So, this as it's labeled several times, is all proceeds go to charity.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Which is part of the reason I scooped it up. This was also the last 4-pack in the store.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So...
Boom!
I don't know if how limited run it is, but hopefully it's good, and hopefully I can have some more, because I really like small batch root beers like this. They're fun to try, because there's a lot of...
Flavor variation.
Yeah, there's a lot of room.
Here we go.
I'm also excited, because I, like, bought this 2 weeks ago.
Wow, this is a pretty fresh one.
Yeah.
Is it the freshest one we've had?
No.
No, okay.
Pepsi Fire.
Fuck Pepsi Fire. Yeah.
And that's the freshest one you and I have had. Right. The freshest one on the show is like, we bought this a couple hours ago.
Well, obviously, yeah, I meant you and me.
Right. That's a nice brown. Surprising no one, this root beer is a brown soda. I think I got some on that envelope.
I don't think so.
It's got a nice looking head to it. It's dark.
Yeah.
It's really dark.
But it's which just I like. Fucking brown. It's not...
Right. It's not any kind of loud brown. This is just...
Brigitte brown.
A straight brown traditional looking Bev.
And guess what?
It really keeps its head on it too.
Mm-hmm. It smells... like a root beer.
It sure does. It's kind of got some A&W going on it with that.
I was gonna say mug, but it's not quite as sweet as mug.
Yeah, a halfway between an A&W and a mug. Mm-hmm. I think that's agreeable. They didn't make it to episode 100 after all.
No, somebody's gonna put on a restraining order.
Don't worry. This is already labeled as explicit on iTunes.
If somebody really wanted to be a champ, you could try and... Oh, shoot, no, I was making sound at the same time. I was going to say, isolate his vocal there and just make a ringtone out of it.
I was about to say, I'm confident... I know he doesn't text message, but I'm confident it's got a cell phone. We need agents in the field. I know he started listening, and he hasn't said a word about all these pranks. So I'm just going to keep doing it.
Leah's pranks.
Little pranks.
Okay.
I am now holding a corncob pipe.
Yeah, it was just sitting there.
Yeah. So here, let's give it to the mouth. Here's the pranks. Here's two pranks, not the pranks. And prank you.
Oh, good. The last time I got pranked drinking root beer, it was full of liquid smoke.
You mentioned.
Yeah.
Alice.
That was entirely unexpected.
That's a subtle RB. Huh.
This is hella.
Yeah, this is really good.
Doesn't have any of that. I mean, it's still root beer. You can tell that it's root beer, but it doesn't have any of the...
I got a little bit of stick at the back. So it's not as clean as a Virgil's. But... I might have a Virgil's to send you home with.
Oh, my.
But, yeah, it's nice. It's got a little, like, volume-wise, it's got a little bit of heft to it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a thin Bev like we've been having.
Or an extremely thick Bev.
Yeah.
Like the last one.
Yeah. This is solid. And as we were talking before, like, there's a lot of flavor variations. These guys just went standard and just be like, root beer flavor is good, and we're just going to make sure that we're good at it. And they just went for a classic.
Yeah, it's just root beer. It's chill as fuck.
Yeah, this is nice.
It's got so much going on.
And yet, not too much.
Yeah. It's not, you know what?
We sound like assholes, but, like, this is really good.
No, it's like, you know how they always say that our taste buds are being ruined because we're constantly bombarding them with fast food? It's like, oh, this salt, oh, this flavor. If it hasn't got enough flavor, it's shit. This is like, buck the trend. Bring it back down a notch. Get to know your taste buds. Treat them.
Make those buds your buds again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop hitting them over the head with McChickens. You're just giving them taste concussions.
What was that screenshot tweet I took a while back? Mm. It was something about
taste concussions?
No. I believe it was one of Lauren's friends posting about, oh yeah, she filled out a check with an eyeliner pencil. And this was in the In Case You Missed It section.
Nice.
So right below that was a Nick Robinson tweet that just said, eating a McChicken in the shower.
I worry about that boy.
So I just screenshot those and just like,
yeah.
Logs onto Twitter. Oh no.
Oh, it's not going well.
I guess today. I'm having a great day. Maybe I like this root beer.
I do too. I really like this root beer, Bill.
I don't think it's my favorite root beer still. I think I'm still a Virgil's man. But, damn if this don't go toe-to-toe with some Sprecher. Like, I think that's the caliber we're
really
we're
honestly here. I kind of like it a little bit better than Sprecher.
I think it's one of those cases where it completely depends on my mood.
No, that's fair.
One of the strengths that this has right now is that we each got 6 ounces, where a Sprecher comes in a 16-ounce goddamn bottle, and I'm an adult man, and I don't got the fortitude.
Oh my lord!
To clear that anymore. But I keep buying them?
Yeah.
They're... You know what Sprecher is great for?
What?
Guests.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I can go there.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
Okay, I know my analogy. I hope it's not one I've used before. I'm starting to... I've only done about 12 of these episodes, I'm already starting to forget what analogies I've already used.
Go ahead.
Okay. This is like a movie.
Wow.
Not a movie that you like, not a movie that you love, but a movie that is so very much a part of your life. That it's a given. Like, it's like I watch Lord of the Rings every single time I pack up an apartment. I can watch Iron Man, the first Iron Man movie, and I know practically the whole script. But I love those movies. It's not a banal... I couldn't
relate to this less.
Huh?
I couldn't relate to this less.
Well, that's your fault.
I get the sensation.
It's something you never get tired of it.
Yeah, somebody explained to me like it's like listening to your favorite album. I was like, oh
yeah. And if you're not reinventing the wheel, but there's almost every single time there's something else, some subtle thing that just reminds you how much and why you love it. So, I mean, beyond love, it's an integral movie.
Should I give you a moment with this?
82. This son of a bitch, meanwhile, while I was having a moment with the soda,
oh my God,
gallivanted into the kitchen and came back having a mouthgasm because he got fucking ice cream.
Got a single little scoop of ice cream.
He didn't tell me there was ice cream.
Yeah, I forgot to mention there was ice cream.
God damn.
I'm going to tell you right now, this is the smoothest fucking float I've ever had.
God damn it!
Like, holy shit. That's not going to affect my score. But, dang. I still got to figure out an analogy, though.
Yeah, because you're a virgin. A Virgil, man! Virgin!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah! I did it. I did a thing. It's already...
I only fly Virgin Airlines.
Okay. I mean, that's your prerogative. You can do that.
It's wildly inconvenient in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And every time, of course, he gets on the Virgin Airline, he announces, "I'm a virgin!"
And somebody in the back always shouts, "I'm an airline!"
Oh, God. And the guy in 3F stands up and says, "No, I'm Spartacus!"
So, I found my analogy.
Oh, go for it.
And this is a real story.
All right.
So, one of my good pals in high school mm-hmm. is a fellow named Andy. All
right.
And Andy was great. But it was one of those friendships where we didn't have a ton of overlapping interests. Okay. Some.
Yeah.
We definitely had a bunch
enough.
Of fun. Yeah, enough. But a lot of the friendship was proximity.
Okay.
So, we definitely drifted apart after high school. But a year and a half, 2 years ago, I went to his wedding, which was a lot of fun. And obviously, if you're not in the party, you don't see a lot of the groom.
Yeah.
Like, that's just...
Yeah.
It's just a logistics thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing personal. I was still hanging out with another high school friend that I also didn't see too much
of.
But oddly enough, ran into him in the bathroom when we were both cleaning our hands, and we had a moment where we were just staying around talking, and I'd thrown away some paper towel, like a long strip of paper towel, and there was also a hand dryer, and the paper towel was the only thing in the basket.
Okay.
So, we just scooted the basket under the hand dryer and hit the button. And just while chatting, just stood there and watched this thing dance. Well, wearing suits. It's his goddamn wedding. Family's coming and going out of this bathroom. It ends. And we just hit it again. We go through it like four times, just like chatting and just having a wonderful moment. Just like, man, I miss this. Why don't we do this? This root beer is like that.
All right.
Yeah. I'm just like, man.
An unexpected moment between old friends.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to give this... You know what? I actually completely agree with you. 82 is the right score.
82 it is.
82. What's the average on that?
82!
I feel like I'm being fleeced. I gotta get out of here. See you later, soda pals.
Goodbye.
Oof.